Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
James Ross from the ATC with me. Morning, James.
Good morning, Sean.
Good to catch up with Mark Todd with Eminent. You're out there this morning as well, and everyone's happy, which is good to see. They've travelled a fair way.
Yes, indeed. Pleasing bit of work by Eminent this morning, sort of working over a mile and really stepping things up over final six furlongs with James McDonald aboard, and I think came home nicely. So certainly James and Mark are very pleased. So all looking well ahead of the Randbet.
Now, we've got the championships coming up. First acceptances, what's the story there?
Yeah, look, I think we've received pleasing acceptances again for the championships. First round acceptances closed yesterday, which was great to see. I think we're up across most categories. Really good hike in the Percy Sykes, a race that we've elevated again this year. But we're seeing strong nominations through the Oaks. Doncaster's also up. So I think we had 694 acceptances across the 10 races in total, which is up sort of close to 30 on last year. So we're preparing for a pretty strong carnival.
Now, did you get most of the horses you're expecting? Any go by the wayside you thought would like to have had that?
Look, a couple, I think, in the Sydney Cup. You know, we probably would have liked to see Almandon rekindling those sort of horses there. But, you know, the Sydney Cup's been a race that continues to grow in stature, and we're up, you know, close to 10 acceptors in the Sydney Cup this year. And that's headlined by Charlie Appleby's Doobie, who's come into favourite. So I think the race is still going to be a really, really good affair, really strong affair this year.
How many horses is Charlie Appleby looking at bringing down?
Yeah, look, Charlie's got two horses at the moment in quarantine in Dubai. He's got Doobie, who's targeting the Sydney Cup, very well weighted with 51.5 kilos. But he's a lightly raced, progressive stayer. He won well by four lengths at Maidan back in February over 2 miles, and really hasn't been introduced to black type level just yet. So he's a horse that I personally believe has a better profile than Polarization, but is a very similar style of horse. So he'll be particularly competitive in the Sydney Cup.
All right. Terrific, James. Good to catch up. Thanks for your help this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
Not a problem, Sean. Thank you.